Bild.
Ah ja, an. Mhm. I wonder, Thomas, Tom, could you translate that into English?
I tell you that first part that she was, I couldn't hear him clearly from here, what she was talking about earlier of a woman. I couldn't understand her. She was a little bit too far on.
It's just going to be hard for me to translate.
Okay, I can try. Maybe I can go over there and try.
Could you, Tom? Omkhani tokhni momikshit nochi qattaatin omwikto qataqatnum
ha
omwikto qataqatn
tagin zaqna tam kinawani agum kaqna maksam kim maqannas khpni yakna sokhsadn tagin ngra tamkin
Just hold it closer to the mouth. Is that what's
the time? Be alone.
When she was young woman at that time from Hover Bay along the beach. Along the shore of Hover Bay, I guess, she says the lady from, there were some like footprints that were on the sand, and the lady there was feeling, as she was walking up, he was feeling something in front of her, and then as she felt it, she took it and opened it. Yeah, it looks like a mouse, you see, when you open it. Looks like a mouse after he opened that thing. A little ma pick set a tam command pio.
Ah,
command cannot
kung not echo. Do it down at the Romanian cargo could share out in a Norman knee loco. Story loco. A loco. Mahamuntam out Sreni Lunitiki Kakununitawat Amskabik.
Yeah, after she found out it was like as big as a mouse, that thing there, her used to have it as her necklace. She was rubbing it, and after she rubbed it on while it was soft, she put it on again. Then she put it in the water, and there was some like seals or something on the water. There was a whole bunch of them there.
Toys and cargo at them were my little cupid, Egan Sukun. It is Nunam Puyakam Rimakalum.
Yeah, after that, after she went down in the water after that stuff that she had opened got wet. She opened it again, and then this time she opened it. It was like a sand, like a sawdust. So she threw it upwards, and then that's the way it says the land. There was land from that little piece of what she threw.
I have seen it on it, a magun, no not track and mock waxon. I don't come check and mock waxon. That peruloni mock waxon is taxin it. Say a clear on it. Nuna netamana litak na tinilu kutama nuna mena nuktinilu. Tautam ang ayokog minig nung takal. Itakpailing me amene matakakaluk. At uga netamakot matakakaluk pisto. Amego kulag ang ayokog nintan gatsnaw tinilu. Tan.
Yeah, after she threw that sand, like after it became land, she walked on top of it, and once in a while her foot used to sink through, and she kept going, and then pretty soon she started to recognize her. Her folks' hometown, and when she got to her folks' hometown there, the door there was no door at that time. There was some kind of a grass door-like type. The grass was starting to grow in front of the door there.
Do I let Halone et the cook and I a cogman, knuckling and I a cock, palung cowroot. Wait a little cock, cook, not Hamon to sing a load, cock for a load. A moment panicum can get away. Do I let Pian? I neck and cleany loony. Not on repug and among Timacone. You'll go to Maskine, I'll call the anet Halakpa. The Spaniard and Gutara look pitch like no tant gate look. You go at the banana string of one who has sounded to a dry tongue hummed one who needs no kissing item.
After he got to that, door type, she opened it, went in there and found his parents lying on the ground. And I guess his mother was very sad for their daughter that was lost and was talking to herself. And finally when she looked around, that lady there answered her that she was her daughter, her own daughter. Yeah, they were so happy to see their own daughter came back after being out for a long, long time. They were very happy for their daughter to return.
Mamani kotin pitaxama na pagyaganik kitsi tapxlagan ka tuasum kutum tunane na pagyagmut kitsit ni kugut sa lego kuksa ito piyola swa maso ato kuluki kui mukwala mukwala.
Up to this day now, she says, from the time she was small till the time now is her age, anyone that comes from Hober Bay, she asks them if they always seen the tracks that were, you know, on the sand, you walk around and then you sink through once in a while. If they see any footprints down on the beach, the Hober Bay fellas always say that they always see those tracks yet.
Kan kutuat kuat nuk mune, wanita aku nak neta mak kutu.
And if there's any doubt from any of the people, they can go to Hober Bay and go see those footprints that's below Hober Bay down on the beach, that see herself from the time she was small, recognized those, and up to this day, they say those footprints are still down there yet. Okay, that's all.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I was going to ask the mayor of mayor from Kotlik to speak now. Would that be all right? I ask the mayor from Kotlik to speak.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Since we have visitors from Kotlik and other villages, I thought we might give the mayor of Kotlik an opportunity to speak now, and people from the other villages. If you'd like to now, sir, that's fine. If you'd like to wait, that's fine.
Peter Mike, Mayor of Kotlik. Like Martin Moore stated, that nothing has changed since the Native Claims Settlement Act of 1971. But after we start filling out Native allotments and lots in the cities, I found out the Act was passed in 1906, and I was wondering how come we waited so many years to fill out these lots in our homes, in the cities, and fill out the Native Allotment Act, I mean Native Allotments, each individual person that has filed for allotments. After it has been passed in 1906, I keep asking to myself, how come we didn't know these things sooner. Maybe if we had known earlier, we would have picked out the best hunting grounds, and we would claim those allotments before any BLM say
you have an allotment here on a certain ground, and you have no subsurface rights, and in the allotment somewhere in one of the papers it says, or a couple or more, it says you have an allotment, and BLM say there's oil and gas, well, there's valuables under the ground. Those things should have been brought up maybe even before I was born. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Martmura magum kanskastun manna Native Allotment, Native Land Claim Settlement Act, Bichut Khan, 1971. Ilumunna Tukkuht Ksanada Bichutugut, Bisogyabutlu Tsinik Sanadin. Tavgam Uomagwani Bakhmeulakta Akamakodunat Binak Cleaning Rat, 1906 Taman Eglutin. Tin Nasu Matum Tuanguda. Akkatiq fakhun nasaskunaskum tiki akka nunanak pishkula gakhtukutta wangkudas bikluki takkuna mimiri maaginam tikun watan kalikamak tanksana da nunnatupunik tutuksipunik kalikamak kohtuskukut watan takkun kanraluni nunam tukkutinik nunnatupunik matja pitanktukka akhtukti katsikti angoktum pitsikka tamatung baknegula baknegulkhonga jinna tamanakkaqtqa piktunga nan tamani taqsonga 1906 nalu malumtnik
tokhinga khinga a yulumtnik kan qatarta wangkuta angayuqam ta tamani mikchumtnik Kerja kami kami ini hamba pilih tu ikut sokut, nak nak sokut. Itu apa tu cemput ya? Pilih semua kata kon kami ukuruki. Pilihnya hamba, aku tengah macam mana nak? Mewahalu, apa nak? Nak. Pilihnya nak tahu ke? Ia ia luar, tanjukhas butum. Jadi kui utak takama tamakan, tamani kuat nuat terpisahan ngelak ta acatu makalah yusku me, ilu kayu ni tu. Jadi makun ke kuat tamana, cukan ngalung pici kahkan mayun kita, atama di sesuara, nutgia kami kesini nutk kicuk tu ku. Una daya tori kuma hoy maxtibun a nasu nutjit kakapit khugo hayal dran unani sikum khamali go taqama e gut khstaqatna tunni khchuna ko taqqa igan kamali khtaqulo ke hayira khan khotin wane qayamun kakkaul gutcha qame qaya Ima ini terhadap tarik sepuluh tak. Kami tu tim kita ernek pita, kami ernek tambit. Pakcik lagi, aku nasi di pakcik lagi. Kaya rumcik kakak ini sekat sedang nak guna supaya mana. Ima akan makfak sugu. Kaya khawat dia temui awani. Kiuslah, wi. Kaya niswa ilam tamak. Anu kapsuga kan, ima kanit tayo kano tangwa kano sa tuttakam ta kuya nakta. Anak taksa tutsum na. Toa taksa na kwat nup nakakpak. Piso kuna uktukut. Nunabut. Nakkang naksu ta inilu kay kumagit. Ukwe su ta nakamaksu kay. Toa mstagam ta. Nunamun takam tetam semaramun ayau suta kanawam wangkuta kim tahu itu adalah hukut atau orang main teman itu adalah sekarang Yuskoi Makunumane, we young Lanida Song of Star, young Class Hong and Yusko, Tamani Lakluki, the moon cotton. Andrea Kakata wouldn't be left to talk back. Kitaki! My snout got the iPad, Kakadawa. Hang Lanina the Lakluki. As I'm Rila Kailava afternoon, Ila Rila Topper Lakluki. Tang was a swan Katamako. Tamani huwag ilam tunayo kung niyos kumuita ng nakaswa nga tama. Ilan ka malikta ko kina kayong nakaswa nga kuya, nakasirak kong nga ma. Taso, maay, tamakot, unani, pisok pagkakalawa, kanani, kikaktawa at katit niya, kaya ko China kumalaulo no, kwatin ko ni ka, iti ka, imakpima, I had a chick talent that she could talk name, say, a good little ceremony. Mongs enough to Ayak as a pastor, a loma to sa. Moi king of Pusayaraksa. Casting on a tuxia. Tanay Mulmilleha, cloak upon a talk. Una the chioxera. Mongs enough to weasel. Anaganaka. Kasih nana kiri. Ukat pun baik apa, atta bayokul udah ustakan cikup pada kematut nak ta, nang kematut tengak sakaya kan, kaya tu pisci katu, anak cikat tu kasih. Peo akan kasih kanu tut sama, apa katut taka, tut sama peaka, kaya kaya pikit mang spagali, kaya mi pikit spet mang spagali. Kasi upianga, kitake. Nuna, ila mo inut kisko. Ango kapya kanum tiya ko na kayo ko siya mo nuna kinak ko. Pagka naman ako ko. Ime na, ilokas kayo na rin ay pakso ko. Ilok ka. At tam kinyo ako. Makutmani, tiknama. Tanu kawa mapingata sa imkut kaya kita akarin kasi ang nakakakulig ng unak makakulaw ikakakutlakan ka kaya't akakakula kasutang tatamag gumista ka takres niya ka.
Now, his name is Philip Foxy, and he's an elderly, and he's going to tell you how he was raised up from the time he remember since his boyhood days. When he was growing up, when he was a child anyway, he used to go hunting with bow and arrow, and he would be hunting with bow and arrow all day long, and during the time he's practicing with bow and arrow, he used to eat salmon berries and other berries from the tundra. And after he's been eating those sweet berries from the tundra, he used to go home and eat stink foods, and that never used to bother his stomach. And while he was growing up, his dad had a gun, and his dad taught him how to use that gun. And he told him that when he grows a little older, he'd be able to use the gun for hunting. So as he turned into a manhood, he started hunting with elderly people out in the sea. And when he used the gun and suit, he never missed the shot at the animal. So in those years, I forgot one thing. When he was growing up, when he was a young boy, during summer months, they never used to wear boots. They would be hunting with bow and arrow all day long with no boots, and sometimes their feet would be bleeding. So towards the evening when they go home, their parents used to put oil on their feet to help their feet from keep from being too sore. So when he became a little older, his dad had a rifle, so he was trained how to use that rifle. And when he started hunting and used the rifle, he used to shoot and never miss his target, seal or any other animal. So when they go out seal hunting, that was in Stebbins area. They used to bring home meat and dry them up, put them on racks, and store this blubber away. And one time when he was hunting with some relative out in the ocean, the weather got windy and the sea got rough, and they were maybe 100 feet away from the shore ice or from the shore. It was so rough, he couldn't make any headway. He was so scared, he started, at least he was half crying, being afraid. He could hear his voice, you know, when he was half crying, and he could hear the other person in front half crying because of the trip that was so dangerous from rough weather. And when they were out in the sea, they used to go to the floating ice, and in between the two floating ice, there used to be those small cakes of ice. And he used to run across those floating ice to other side of the other floating ice. And earlier he mentioned that when he was growing up, they used to camp out someplace in the canal with his father and mother. And they used to be all alone. And when they were camping, he never used to have no friends to play with. So when when he used to go out and play all by himself, he used to have those, what we call a mouse, as a companion. He used to watch them go up and down logs or maybe trees, and when he used to play out all alone and have those mouse for his companion, when the mouse make their noise, seems to him the mouse was saying to him, okay, that's how he understood those mouse when they make their noise. I hope I didn't forget what you were saying. That's all he has to say.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I wonder, should we ask the people from Hamilton if they would like to speak, or what do you think?
On his land.
Okay.
Catholic. You want to hear something about that?
Hamilton?
Catholic has to see Thank you.
My name is Michael Hunt. I'm from Kotlik, Alaska. I'm representing Kotlik Yupik Corporation. I am, before I came here, we had a meeting last night and they've asked me to represent them. I wasn't aware of what I was about to say, but while I'm here in this room, I looked up on the wall there, the effects of Alaska Native Land Claim Settlement Act. My people back home that I feel have no effects at all from Native Land Claim Settlement Act. In summertime, they go out to their fish camps, they put up fish for the winter time, make dry fish, and they put them away in the barrels, they do their subsistence way of life, and then they go out and pick salmon berries, prepare for the winter as their subsistence. And in winter time, they put the sea fish nets out and put out blackfish traps. It don't have any effects at all from Native Land Claim Settlement Act. And when Native Claim Settlement Act came upon, the people at home heard that there's going to be lots of money brought to the village. We hear of millions and hundreds and thousands of dollars. To this date, we have my people back home never seen not even a cent in their hand. Manamani maaf namunitangama ingnayani aldingat kifkutkani tanghan kawatanoni effects of Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act. Kingunran kawatan matumani akhto manaita chaman ikayu manaituk lukiwani watawmi akhtukliwani kanakto saita kangwakto nimotun kiyagumi naksuwi mukhtum nayagulutung otun naknaka uksumi nakkawaknaka chali lakhtut tawasyo atsat pinagat atsanaka tamakunaka unatalutung uksumi nakkawaknaka chali isyo Uksu takat ng wat ng kufzigil at ng tisut ng kasif silut ng nakakamuk ng atam wat na kut akus ko ng so ako am kamuk ng ka tamako ng ka pili atam so talawzigil at ng wako ng ka imanga ng nakakamuk ng ka Chalilut, Matumun Mani, Ikayut of Kunan, Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act. Dorsagumun concerns of village people. Manaman Yachakaluk what Makuta Kyokleput Achtumachik Hakuagumun 1991 of Tunginun. The Makutamani Kanakuluki Pinak Saksuki what to. What in Slaita Atochikatki? Our concern for from our people back home and village concerns are that our younger generations, they're the ones that are going to be affected by 1991 on. There's a lot of questions of how our corporations and our lands are going to be taken care of from 1991 on. We are concerned about 1991, how we, the villages, the native villages, are going to be affected by that, if our stocks are open for sale, also our lands be open for taxation. What are we going to do? There's many questions of how our regional corporation will be able to help us on that if we cannot pay our taxes on our lands. Matumani Akunawani Makungi Knep Nugum Yacht Kluta Akirum Aktumachik Haki Magutmani Yungakoras Kaitawani Matumani 1991 Tamak Negret Awatmun Watnani 1991 Manamani Catholic Watnani Seraput Corporation Seraput to Naksumaluki Sidratu Nayok Sikhan Watnok Mani Lafkani Yasigit Magutmani Kichaluki Watn Self Amun Siluki Ayoksuki Dasu Laf komni takam chachan kipu sel tak dot na yok ayok ayok sikche kumanna manas astaka put chalisho nuna wat man not nun tax geluki bizart kagu 1991 namun kingwakun tamana tamani umzak tamakun tamani apsuti tamani amsutta Umzak sa kutaman na ikayot tunak sa tawat salay na rizak. Kaya na. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you. Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Again, my name is Peter Mike. I forgot to mention one thing. When we were invited to this meeting a few days ago, I started thinking and thought to myself, will it benefit to take students from the high school from Catholic? So I talked to the council member and asked them if it would be a good idea to take at least one or two students to come and listen at this meeting, since they'll be taking over the work we have done in near future before 1991 or later. I want all the young people to be aware of what's going on concerning native land claims, because it's their future. They got to know, and we should start urging them to attend this kind of important meeting concerning Alaska Native Settlement Act, because after this meeting, when we go back home and start reporting about these meetings, to my knowledge, we have never seen young people attend the meetings. From now on, I will start asking the teachers for this kind of meeting if we could take any students from the city of Catholic, because it will benefit the their corporation, and they will also learn what's going on, because most of our young people don't know what land claims is all about. In fact, the act is too complicated to understand. We have two right now from Katlik High. Their names are Philip Hunter and Celia Rachel Abagazu. Those two, I had asked the principal to send at least one or two for this meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and we're glad those two students are here. And if they wish to speak, we'd be glad to hear from them. Well, at any rate, they should understand that that invitation will remain open throughout the evening. Who are we going to hear from next?
Either Hamilton.
People from Hamilton?
Bill Morslow.
Yes, sir.
Bill Morslow.
Yeah, my name is Joseph Papaduk, and I'm from Katlik, and I'm representative of Bill Morslow. And we didn't have no meeting when I was down in Katlik last night. They asked me last night for the meeting, and I told them I just came from Mount Ridge from Eskimo Dance, so they didn't say anything. But I'm Bill Morslow Corporation, Bill Morslow Corporation. So tonight, I'm going to talk a little bit about my old life, what these old-timers say there. At my beginning of my life, we're not living in a, didn't have no money in those days. My parents didn't have no income. They're just living from the land. And so we're poor in those days, and we didn't have much to eat in those days too. As I say, we're living from the land. And my mother, she used to take me out to the in the fall time to find something to eat, just like a mouse food and all that from the land. And when she came home, she cooked for us, mixed them with fish, eggs, and that's the life we have. Tauna yu pihtun yu mwikhti chokolaku. Tau ukugona katlakak wat munno wunne koskaka kanskak pichilga. Anguk sangusukun kasewe naksinaksu ta yulu ta tammane. Wat njirifkuna ta chamak. Wat tamagutmani yu Akin the Kurujak Sakai to cook to Kunata, so you just put some money, Jimmy Pukunani. So we've been receiving some settlement act, and we're pretty much same. We don't get rich from that settlement act. We still live the way we've been living as before. We've been getting wood. And for subsistence, fish, and all that little money, what they come, it don't go nowhere. But this subsistence, we want to keep it, and I don't think it's gonna get lost, and I believe it's gonna, people will be having subsistence, and like they've been saying, like eating fish, hunting fish in summertime, for the winter. And in the winter time, they catch whitefish and underneath from the ice, and subsistence hunting ptarmigan, jackrabbits, all that animals. So unknown can catch that. Okay, man, that ties the market settlement. That come to Amasnay to Rikitok. The woman, the man, the Nunganak put man the money. The Makangai to Mark and Nuna, Makananganako was put the Anakhtakim Tatak Tatchatin. Amasham Kanakaita, the Outen Bital Kanakatak Takoyana. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Take Hamilton the next.
Hamilton.
Yeah, talk a little bit.